Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. I'm here with Mayor Michael Corianis talking about a trip that they just took to Boston. A lot of it had to do with the downtown area. And, you know, this was a great trip. A lot of fun things that came out of it and a lot of great information.
So we've put banners on our light poles on Main Street. Those are the visuals. Those are, you know, you've seen the benches. You've seen those wraps around the garbage cans and the planter boxes. You know, we're working on getting those same flowers planted on Main Street again this year, made the order so that people will feel comfortable to walk and pedestrian friendly. We're looking at ways to change the dynamics of those sidewalks, make it safer that way. Also make it, we're looking at painting those crosswalks again so people will visually look for those crosswalks. Well, guess what? When you're looking at the artwork, you're also looking for that pedestrian. I've learned that. That is something that people, it catches their eye.
Other than the gentleman that talked about the unique part and finding that uniqueness in your downtown area, was there anything else that kind of stuck out that you're like, you know what, this could work in Price?
The businesses, the main thing is just working with businesses. And I think the common theme is that, you know, when businesses come together, they commiserate and they really don't come up with good solutions. But when they find the uniqueness, and that's the one thing that in this whole conference, if I could take anything out of it, was what is downtown Price? What makes it unique? What makes it where people will come off US 6 and walk Main Street?
And that's what this is all about, is getting people together, getting some ideas together and putting it in place and making it work. And you've got the people. You had a great crew that went with you. I know you said Jerry Gamber went with you and Marianne Shiner and Greg Dart. And I don't know if I'm leaving anybody else out. I think I saw Christine Watkins went with you as well.
And Representative Watkins. And she had her eyes open. She's been a champion trying to go to legislation on our behalf. And that's what has helped is, you know, when you have your, you know, a leader like her involved, now she can talk passionately from her heart and get legislation to fund these kind of projects, the facade grants, the blade signs, those different things. That's the benefit of it.
And so you're ready to go, and we're ready to get moving on some downtown stuff, because, you know, it's one of those things. It seems like downtown just never stops, does it? It's always something else that needs to be taken care of and worked on.
Absolutely. You know, we're looking at the lights, you know, how to make it attractive down there. Also, you know, the sidewalks, I said, we're working on a grant there, hopefully in 2024. That'll happen. You know, those are the things that with this pilot project and being a part of Main Street USA, that's what comes with it. And I'm going to tell you, I've said it in different settings, but without the help of the Association of Government and the city, and also, you know, we have different business owners on our Main Street committee. We have the Commissioner Hopes and Shani Wilson, we have Greg Dart, you know, we have Marianne Shiner, we had, I don't want to leave people out, but the Association of Government, it's all those people in our meeting talking about solutions. The other part of it, there wasn't any tax dollars used for this trip. The citizens basically, you know, we used grant money to go on this trip. So that was the other benefit.
And that's always great. And so, of course, always keep looking for new things to happen on downtown and on Main Street and downtown. I know we're looking forward to the summer and Culture Connection and all those great things coming. Coming up this weekend is the Easter egg hunt, correct?
Yeah, the Easter egg hunt is going to be in Washington Park. You know, that our youth council, our Price City Youth Council, they've been instrumental in putting that together. We've broke it down to four age groups now so that, you know, each group doesn't, so the younger group They were overpowered by older kids, so we've broke that up so it's fair. And, you know, we're listening to people in the community to come up with solutions there. You know, with both things, you know, we talk about this Easter egg hunt, but also back to Main Street. We like ideas. What does the community need? You know, we always hear retail and we hear those different things. And a lot of things are, does the community know what we have on Main Street? That's the other thing. How do we sell it? What way do they find out about what's on Main Street? How do they do it? Do they drive down Main Street? Social media, the radio? What are those platforms that our communities looking or listening to find out where to shop? You know, we always talk about shopping local, but is the community listening, or how do they just gravitate to what's natural? You know?
Yep, and that's a great point that people need to, I guess, really, you know what? Learn what you've got in your area. Know what you have. And you have some great things here.
Yeah.
You just got to get out and experience them and enjoy them for what we have here in the area.
Dave, we were talking earlier before this interview, and we were brainstorming, just you and I, about different things that we could do on our Main Street. And guess what? We're open to that, because this Main Street committee, we're willing to, you know, roll up our sleeves and do what is needed to enhance or make things better, but also bring the community together. What the events is what brings us together.
And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. Well, Mayor Mike Corianis, thank you so much for taking out the time and joining us today. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to you coming in. Look forward to you every time you come in. It's always a great conversation, and really appreciate you taking out the time today.
Dave, I appreciate you so much of making this program possible for our community, is making sure that our community is informed. So I appreciate you doing that, you know, so thank you.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.